Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Chav Zayin 27 in Tehillim. Chapter 27 is very well known to us. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira. The central question that occurs to most listeners when embarking on a short study of Perek Chav Zayin is surely, what's the connection between this kapitel and Chodesh Elul and the Yamim Noraim during which it is traditionally recited? As Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, Alav HaShalom, notes, you might expect the theme to be tshuva, but when we look carefully at this kapitel, we see that it is not discussing tshuva at all. We will see in kapitel Nun Aleph a phenomenal example of an outpouring of regret, charata, and longing for reconciliation with Hashem that might be more appropriate, perhaps, for Chodesh Elul and Yamim Noraim, but none of that here. One idea that could help us with an approach is that we need to step back and find a theme that takes us all the way through from Elul, with our initial stirrings of tshuva, through the Yamim Noraim, and then sweeps us through triumphantly to Simchas Torah. The Medrash told us that there are certainly remazim for this time of year. L'David Hashem Ori, Hashem is my light, refers to Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps it's the creation of the world when Hashem said, Vayhi Or. V'yish'i, my Yeshua, that we have Yom Kippur, where we are granted kapara in Yeshua. Later on, we see ki yitzpineni b'suko, we have a remez to the sukkah, to the holiday of Sukkot. But we are looking for something more unifying, more global, not merely remazim. I believe that the place to look is at David's own unifying request. He starts it with the word achas. Achas, like echad, is one, is singular, is unifying. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa avakesh. Shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. There is one thing I ask from God, and that I seek, to sit, to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. This is David's goal, request, reward, approach, his destination. It is the journey and it is the journey's end. It is his focus and it refocuses him when he is temporarily waylaid. Achas sha'alti. One wish. Well, imagine if you were granted one wish. I know, we've all rehearsed this. If someone came and said, you have one wish, we've dreamt about this, what would we ask for? Well, imagine you have that one wish on your lips, and just as you are about to request it, a lion leaps out at you, and you scream out, I wish that lion would be far away. And then your wish is over. Now, had you requested that yourself be 1,000 miles away in your luxury mansion, well, you would have been set for life. But instead, you squandered it. David had many lions and tigers and bears leap at him at unsuspecting moments throughout his life. He had external foes and opponents like Shaul, and Doeg, and Achitophel, and his own son, Avshalom. He had enemies of the Jewish people, Ammon, and Moab, and Plishtim, and of course, the internal enemy, the Yetzer Hara, all leaping at him. But David understood that he had to remain focused on developing his relationship with Hashem, and being aware of being in Hashem's presence at all times, constantly. No matter what pounced on him, he asked to be transported to the Beis Hashem. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa avakesh, shivti beveis Hashem. Perhaps that's why this capital starts very simply, LeDavid. This is about David. This is his mantra. In the first half of this capital, David is confident that he can maintain his composure no matter what. Whether Miraim, evil ones, close in on him to consume his flesh, Bikrov alai Miraim le'echol es bisari, or whether his enemies besiege him and encamp against him to wage war against him, Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, Im takum alai milchama bezos ani boteach. No matter what, David states that he has confidence, bitachon, bezos. In what? His focus is on having a relationship with Hashem, a loving, seeking, genuine relationship. Then he knows he will survive. He will endure. His life will be imbued with meaning because God is his light and salvation. Hashem Ori Vishi. In the second part of this kapitel, though, David seems to waver. Where's the confidence? Where's the song? Ashira v'azamra l'Hashem. We hear instead, Shema Hashem, koli ekra, listen to me, Hashem, a desperation. Listen when I cry out, Chaneni, have mercy upon me, Aneni, answer me. Al taster panecha mimeni, don't hide your face from me. Al tat ba'af avdecha, do not thrust me aside in your anger. Al titsheni va'al ta'azveni, do not forsake me, do not abandon me. If the key phrase in the first part of this kapitel is Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem, one thing I ask from Hashem, then the key phrase in part two is surely Es panecha Hashem avakesh, I continually seek your presence. David's aspirations remain the same, and that is to have a genuine relationship with Hashem. His desperation is not fear of bodily harm. He fears only losing his connection with Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. His beating heart reflects God's will and whispers to him, Bakshu fanai, seek me out. And David exclaims, Es panecha Hashem avakesh, I will, I do. Because I know that it is the only relationship that endures. It is the only relationship in which I can put my trust. Because even parents and patrons die. Ki avi v'imi azavuni. But Hashem scoops us up. Hashem Yasveni. It is not his enemies per se that David fears. It is the will of his enemies that he begs not to be subjected to. Al titneni benefesh tsarai. It is their slander, their lies, their unjust accusations that could derail him from maintaining his closeness with Hashem and cause Echil Hashem Chas v'Shalom that David fears. David declares, Lulei he'emanti lir'os betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. And then we're not sure what he is saying. It seems to drift off. If not for my belief that I would see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, then what? Then that heart, l'cha amar libi, he would lose heart. But where did he have an assurance? Where is this emuna coming from? Well, we have seen a version of this phrase in part one of this capital. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem, lachazos b'noam Hashem. Here it says, lir'os b'tuv Hashem. How does David make that transition from bakasha, from a request, to an assurance, to an emuna? It happens when osa avakesh. We are relentless, we are constant, we strive continually. The answer, as Rabbi Yitzchak Kirzner Alav HaShalom said, is in uniting our tefillah with our emuna and bitachon. That is perhaps the key to why this kapitel is said from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way through Sukkot. It is appropriate for the entire journey, the times of exaltation and the times of trembling and awe. If we use the time to unite our emuna and bitachon with our tefillah, with our prayer, then we can dare to hope. As the kapitel ends, Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha, v'kaveh al Hashem. Place your hope in Hashem, and then your heart can take courage. It will whisper and it will throb. Bakshu fanai, seek me out. V'kaveh al Hashem, trust in Hashem. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.